Happy New Year, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the Women Offshore podcast. It's wonderful to kick off 2024 with you. We have some exciting things on the agenda for the podcast this year, and I cannot wait for you to hear all of it that's planned. Today, we're going to talk to my co-host, Christine McMillan, about her work at Women Offshore regarding our career programs. Welcome, everyone. You are listening to the Women Offshore podcast. This is Ali Cedeno.
And Christine McMillan.
We are both experienced seafarers.
And at Women Offshore, we are making waves.
The Women Offshore Foundation propels Women Plus into meaningful careers through access to a worldwide community and professional development resources, while raising awareness amongst industry leaders and decision makers about issues affecting women on the water. This podcast is an integral part of our mission, and we appreciate you listening in.
New episodes of the Women Offshore podcast are available every Tuesday. Subscribe on whatever platform you like to listen to podcasts on, and be in the know about the latest topics related to diversity, equity, and inclusion within the maritime and offshore industries.
Thanks for tuning in. We have another great episode for you today.
Hey, Allie, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Christine. Oh, wow. 2024. Here we go.
How are you?
I'm doing quite well. How are you? Did you have a nice holiday?
Yeah, it's been really good.
Good. You're on the podcast now for me to interview you and talk about the great things you are doing in our career programs.
Yes, I'm really excited to share some of the fun things that we are looking forward to in 2024.
If for those who do not know Christine McMillan, let me introduce her to you. She's been with Women Offshore for a few years now. She's originally from Texas, has a rich background in the maritime industry, underlined by her academic achievements and professional experience. She is an alumni of the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. She has earned a Bachelor of Science in Marine Transportation. Her seafaring career spanned 8 years, during which she deepened her expertise and progressively advanced her license to chief mate. Her time at sea was diverse and challenging, including roles on various vessels like research ships, car carriers, and oil tankers. In 2017, Christine transitioned ashore, and this was motivated by her desire to start a family and explore new professional avenues. She embarked on a career in marine assurance with Chevron Shipping, a role she fulfilled through the challenging times of the pandemic until 2022. This period was marked by significant developments in the maritime industry and personal growth for Christine. In her continued pursuit to make a substantial impact in the maritime sector, Christine joined us at Women Offshore as the program's coordinator at first. 2023 marked a significant milestone in her career as she was promoted to the Director of Career Programs at Women Offshore. In this elevated role, Christine is responsible for leading and expanding the organization's initiatives, focusing on empowering women and promoting gender diversity within the maritime industry. Her approach combines her extensive maritime knowledge with innovative strategies to enhance career development opportunities for women. Christine's personal life harmonizes with her professional ethos. Residing in Colorado now, she is a devoted mother, raising her daughter with a strong connection to nature. This balance of a fulfilling career and a nurturing home life exemplifies her dedication to both her professional ambitions and her personal commitments. Christine's journey reflects a blend of maritime expertise, leadership in gender equality initiatives, and a commitment to family and nature, and making her an inspiring figure in the maritime industry and beyond. And those who have listened to the podcast the last couple of years, you know Christine also as a host of the show. She took a break in 2023, and that's why you've been listening to me over and over again, because she was doing so much with our career programs. And now we've strategized 2024 and how we're going to be handling the podcast. And good news for those of you listening, we will be doing this weekly for the foreseeable future. Easter. So we're going to continue with our weekly show. And Christine, I love putting you in the hot seat to ask you the questions to kick off the new year.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah. Today's all about your vision, what you have in mind for the future, and what are you looking to do with these programs to expand them? Let's talk about the expansion first. As the Director of Career Programs at Women Offshore, could you share your strategic vision for expanding Women Offshore's programs in 2024? How do you plan to leverage your experience as a mariner to enhance your programs? And I think it might help too if you tell people like what exactly are the programs.
Allie, thanks so much for your question. I have two specific programs this year that I'm really looking to grow. The Career Development Program, if you don't know what that is where I take a group or a cohort of ladies and send them through a program with me where they work on personal development, professional development, and then the credentialing. We help cover the costs of the basic credentialing, TWIC cards, passports, MMCs, physicals. Even if somebody needs help to get their first round of safety gear covered, we're here to help with that. And so my goal for 2024 is to grow that from what we've had in 2023 of about 14 ladies. I want to see 20 ladies in the program in 2024, and not just see them in the program and let them spend some time with me, but I want to see them with jobs by 2025. You know, I want to have them out at sea working on ships that they want to be on after this program. And so that is really something that I'm going to push for and work on and have 20 ladies that are successful out in the industry by 2025. The other program that I'm very excited about and I'm going to help grow this year is our scholarship program. And this is specifically for United States state maritime academies and going out on their training cruises. So this is a problem that Women Offshore has recognized, where we noticed the cost of the training cruise is not always understood when a student gets to the academy. And so if we are able to assist with this cost and lighten the burden, we're here to do that. And so in 2023, we issued 10 scholarships to 10 ladies for a total of about $80,000. And that blew away our original goal of offering one or two scholarships for $10,000 to $15,000. So we have set a goal for $100,000 in scholarships in 2024. But I really think that we can surpass that goal. And I'm hoping that we can offer $115,000 or $120,000 to as many applicants as we possibly can. So, Allie, I'm really excited about these two programs this year and growing them in 2024.
Yeah, what a great drive that you have to grow these initiatives. And they've been so impactful, changing people's lives. I loved hearing about the success stories from 2023 and all the great things you were doing in each one of the programs you mentioned. It's a fantastic role that you have at our organization, and what you're doing is really life-changing. I've always said from the very beginning that it takes industry collaboration. Like, our tagline at Women Offshore is, let's reduce the gender gap together. It's not about just women offshore. We need to collaborate with industry to fix some problems, to break down barriers, to make sure that people who want to come into the industry have that path into the industry. So from your perspective, what does industry collaboration look like? And what kind of support are you looking for from industry?
So for me, it means calling up these companies and asking them directly, who are you looking for? You know, what positions need to be filled? And because I have women that need these positions and need these jobs. And so if I can make that connection for the women within our community to tell them, hey, I know for sure that this company has an opening and this is where their application is online and, you know, please go fill it out. And sometimes it's as simple as that, of making that connection. And so that's really the position that I enjoy doing, is speaking with the companies and understanding their needs and what they're looking for, because sometimes they just don't even know to ask, right? That they don't even know that they're application is getting buried and that people aren't seeing it while I'm sitting with a pile of people that are looking for jobs. And so it's very interesting. And we're trying to bridge that gap a little bit more and make sure that the companies that have openings are being seen by the people that need the jobs.
Yeah, such an important way to bridge that gap is your role and how you can reach out to the companies and then take that information back to our community and show people, okay, this is how you navigate the system and let me help you understand, you know, you might not hear back from a company, but that doesn't mean you can't get the job in the future.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of nuances about this, and which you've learned a lot in 2023 with your new role. And so I think that you've helped me understand some things too of, you know, this is what the application process looks like. This is how long it actually takes for the HR department to go through and the hiring process to take. And you know, there's all these things that go on behind the scenes. And so if somebody says, somebody didn't reply to my email on a Monday, and I'm like, you know, that's, you're probably never going to get a response on a Monday. And so let's think about ways that it's not you, right? You're not doing anything wrong. It's just taking time to get a response from this large company that you're trying to work for. And so there's lots more that I'm able to help with because I do have the background in the industry. I am able to understand the nuances behind it. And so I feel very useful when I can help answer these questions.
Good. I love how you just like glow when you talk about this stuff. Like I can see the pride and excitement. And even though some of these things are very challenging, you're willing to take it head on and help anyone. And that includes anyone around the world. We have a global community and we make you accessible to women around the globe. We have had to start some of our programming just in the United States and keep it exclusive to the US because this is where most of our resources are. But as we look to expand a lot of what we're doing at Women Offshore to be more accessible around the globe to our worldwide community, you want to talk about what strategies you have in place to make our organization's programs more accessible and inclusive to female mariners worldwide?
Yeah, we're really starting to look at these international companies more and ask them the questions about who are you able to take on as cadets? Who are you able to take on your ships? And then keep asking that question over and over again. And so there are companies that are taking African cadets on for the first time, because in the past, it's always been easier for them to take on, let's just say, Indian cadets. And so now it's like, you know what, let's look at what it takes to get someone from Ghana onto your vessel. And they're saying, you know what, I didn't realize that the need was so big. And so tackling these little problems and sticking with it, because we've been, Ali, you've been working on these problems for 5 or 6 years now of trying to figure out these questions of how do you get an international cadet onto an international ship, right?
It's not easy.
It's not, right? And there's so many...
Depending on what country they're in. Yeah, it's not easy.
Yeah. And so for me to try to understand it takes a lot of work, but we have ambassadors now that are here to help me break down some of those barriers and explain to me some of the cultural challenges that might be there. And then there's also just a better, I'm growing a better network of companies that I can reach out to regularly and say, can we take a look at this? Can we sit down and talk about what it would take to get this person on your ship? I do want to mention that we were able to issue a scholarship to one of our Polish ladies in our community. And so she reached out to Allie and Cassie and they put me in touch with her and we figured out the logistics of how to get her to class. You know, where was the best place for her to go? Where is it going to be accredited? And so we had to answer a lot of these questions before we were willing to offer her a scholarship. But that's what I'm here for. You know, I'm here to take the time to figure out these hard questions and get the right answers and keep knocking on doors and making phone calls. And so, you know, if you are coming up to roadblocks and you're saying, man, I'm just not really getting anywhere, reach out to me. You know, I'm not saying that I can help you find the answers today, but I might be able to help you open up a couple doors that'll get us a little bit closer to getting you to where you want to be.
Beautifully said. One of the things that I do at the end of the year is to measure the success and impact of your programming, right? And I do that with you. You know, as we're moving along, we're developing KPIs and understanding what does that success look like. And for anyone who's interested in our impacts, you can go to our website and read our impact report, our latest one. and see how these great initiatives, these programs have been shaping the industry and people's lives. So great job, Christine. Anything else you'd like to share before we end the show?
I think that I just wanted to take some time to reflect on 2023 and show a lot of gratitude for you, Allie, and for constantly being there for me. And this has not been an easy year for you in many ways, right? You've had a lot of different balls up in the air that you've been trying to keep up there. But you've always given me your time and energy when needed. And I really appreciate that. And I want to be that same type of person for others, that they know that they can rely on me when they need to. So aww. Thank you, Allie.
Oh, thank you. I share the same thoughts. You're always there. You're always doing such great work and asking good questions. And I really appreciate you. So thanks for coming on the podcast, Christine, and we'll keep doing this all year long, recording.
Yep, we'll be here.
Thanks for tuning in to the Women Offshore Podcast.
Come back next Tuesday for another new episode.
If you want to propel women offshore forward, visit womenoffshore.shop. Make a donation or purchase some swag.
Until next time,
stay safe out there, and we will talk to you soon.